Hey everyone, Emily Abadi here. You are listening to 5-Minute Friday from Hurdle. Before I get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode, I want to talk up some stuff that's going to be going down in Boston next week. Whether you're running, whether you're hanging, whether you're just local, I hope that I get to see you and some stuff for you to check out. So first and foremost, Bandit, they're sponsoring the show right now. If you use the code HURDLER15, that's HURDLER15 at checkout at banditrunning.com, you can get 15% off your order. They are popping up at 119 119 Newberry Street from the 11th through the 16th. Most days it opens at 10, with the exception of Marathon Monday. They open at 12. You can expect happy hours, shakeout runs, post-race portraits, and so much more. So definitely go check out Bandit at 119 Newberry. And then got to give some love to the team at Nike. I'll be joining them next weekend for a slew of fun things, including their Women's Community Night at Nike Boston. It's Saturday, April 13th. It starts at 8 p.m. We'll be celebrating the starting line, women's running, and the Nike running community. A panel featuring Nike athletes, bites, drinks. They have an orange carpet, so much more. So I hope to see you there. I'll also be tagging along for a few other fun things that Nike has on deck next week. So I'm going to link all of this in the show notes. This is your opportunity to come together, and I'd love to come together with you. Now, let's talk about the week. This has been a week for me. It's been a week for me because of a few things. It's been really nice to be home and really nice to be in a routine. I joined a gym not all that long ago, and I've really, really enjoyed getting back out to the gym. For context, I do have a gym in my building, and I've used it ever since I moved in 2021, and I've loved it. However, it doesn't have all of the bells and whistles or all of the equipment that I want to be using, primarily different weights and barbells. And so I decided, why not? Let's try it. So here I am in my little routine, going to the gym 4 times a week and really enjoying it. I'm finding my fast. I'm calling this spring the spring of speed as I gear up for a 10K in June. And all of that has been really great. But candidly, work has been a little bit frustrating for me lately. And it's to be expected. This happens for me when I come off of things that really excite me, bigger projects. And the group of hurdlers that ran the LA Marathon, that project was a really exciting project for me. And so now, as I have this little bit of lull, I'm feeling a little confused, and I find myself falling into the comparison trap situation. The comparison trap period. I look at my socials and open Instagram and feel as though I'm not doing enough. I see people that are doing things that I want to be doing. And it's not at all that I'm not excited for them. I do believe that there's room for all of us at the table, and the best people that I know, the people that are my closest people, they're the kind of people that lift others up as they rise too, knowing there is room in the harbor for all of the ships, all of the metaphors. You get what I'm saying. But it's just been really frustrating because I have some goals and things that my sights are set on. And I sit here and I think about how I felt this week, and I worry that this feeling will only be amplified if I don't get to the place that I envision that I will be, the place that I am manifesting, the things that I am after. And I'm living in this place of duality, this place of both, this place of knowing and appreciating and remembering that there is so much that I have in my life that I wanted now. And also, there is nothing wrong with wanting more. I am so grateful for everything that I have now, so much of it that I didn't even dream of, I didn't even fathom. But then there's also this person here that wants to keep leveling up, that wants to keep striving for more. And so, one big exhale. I will say this, in the weekly hurdle this week, it's the newsletter that comes out every Friday that I write. I shared the strategies that I used on Tuesday when I feel like I was in the prime of this little frustration session situation I've been in, that I used to get through this, that I used to really pull myself out of the comparison trap, come back to gratitude. And so for those, head on over to the Weekly Hurdle. The link is in the show notes. My listener prompt for you this week, and thanks always for letting me share. My listener prompt for you this week, what is one goal that you have that you're working toward right now? And what is something that's within your power to get closer to that goal within the next 7 days? What is one goal on your horizon right now? And what's something you can do over the next 7 days to get closer to it? And now, a very appropriate listener question.
Hi, Emily. It's Alita. My question for today is, I've noticed your dedication to journaling and consistently achieving your goals. So I wanted to know, what is one goal that you're most proud of accomplishing, and what are you currently manifesting?
I'm pretty sure that I've said this on the show before, but if you were to ask me this question 5 years ago, I would tell you my most proudest accomplishment was being featured in the New York Times. And as awesome as that was, the article is truly framed in the studio here. I realized that there was both hard work and luck involved in that. And so I reflect on the things that I've done, purely hard work, and what that has resulted in. And candidly, one of my biggest accomplishments is being a woman in her mid-30s who can afford her own 2-bedroom apartment rental. Like, this is something that I worked really hard to get to a place where I could make this happen. And it wasn't easy, and it's not easy regularly. I worked my butt off to have this space and to feel happy in my space. And so that truly is something I am so proud of myself for. Beyond that, oh man, I mean, I really want to be in Paris this summer. And it feels sometimes like I'm supposed to just make these things happen and share them with all of you and not show the behind the scenes. But right now, I have nothing lined up. I have nothing lined up, and it's not for a lack of trying, but none of my ideas thus far have clicked. And I think that there's a lot more that I can go after, and ideas that I can concept, and people that I can talk to. But in the meantime, right now, I'm trying to trust the process and believe that if I am meant to be working in Paris this summer during the Olympics, and it's going to happen. And I really struggle with this manifestation, hands-off approach. I'm a type A person. I go after the things that I want. I make big asks. I'm so used to the word no. And getting used to the word no has been one of the best things I have done for myself, because it's enabled me to pitch some really crazy things and do things beyond my wildest dreams. But I would be remiss if I didn't sit here in front of this microphone and be honest about the fact that I feel so scared that I have shared this big goal with so many damn people. And what if it doesn't happen? You know, like, what if I quote unquote fail? What if I come up short? I know, like, there will be other opportunities, but it's hard not to. Wow, I didn't expect to get so emotional talking about this. It's hard not to get down on myself in moments like this and ask myself, like, what more could you have done? But I trust it. I really do. I trust that if it's not Paris, then maybe it's LA. And if it's not LA 28, then there's something else waiting around the corner for me. You know, I don't know if I've ever told this story on the show before, but I was up for a really big opportunity a few years ago during the pandemic, in which I would have been a global ambassador for a brand that is a very big part of my life. And when that opportunity fell through, I truly felt like I had lost everything. I felt as though I was never going to find the right thing. I felt that this was the launching point, and it slipped through my fingers, and I didn't really know how to move forward from that. But the truth is that I did. And when I did, I was met with so many opportunities based on my hard work. And ultimately, those opportunities in retrospect were a lot more for me, a lot more in line with where I want to go, who I want to be, than maybe that big global ambassador opportunity ever would have been. Yeah. Talk about a vulnerable 5-minute Friday. I'm just here doing me in this studio in Brooklyn that I really once dreamed of having. And now that I do, there are so many silver linings. There is so much good if only you choose to see it. Make sure you're following along over on social. I'm at Emily Abadi and also over at Hurdle Podcast. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.